Indian forces have gone through difficult times in the Indian-controlled Kashmir over the past 2 weeks, as they had to repel attacks by independence-seeking fighters in different parts of the region. The clashes have already claimed the lives of 9 fighters and inflicted considerable damage to property. 5 of the slain fighters were identified as local Kashmiris and the rest were foreign militants. The fact on the ground has taken aback analysts.
Actually, right from 2008, we have been impressing upon Indian state through our writings that if the sentiment is not addressed, it may lead to re-eruption of insurgency. If the sentiment remains unaddressed, now that scenario is definitely going to create a scenario where frustration can land the youngsters to something which no one of us wants.
Since the peace process between India and Pakistan began in 2004, normalcy has returned to the Valley region, and this has raised the expectations of local Kashmiris, demanding the two neighboring countries to make greater steps towards settling their rifts over the disputed region. Despite years of negotiations, New Delhi and Islamabad are still refusing to budge from their stance on Kashmir, and the continued insistence by the long-time rivals has resulted in peaceful protests over the past 3 years. 2 years ago, India installed interlocutors to address the problem, but they have not been able to bring about any noticeable change on the ground.
They are pushing people again.
Mirwais Umar Farooq, the top pro-independence leader, says India's approach towards the issue of Kashmir has been stiff, as they've never accepted any precondition that could pave the way for talks among all players involved.
I think, you know, India has to change its approach because, you know, on the one hand, they are saying that they want to address the problem through dialogue. But on the other hand, the policy of oppression and suppression is continuing. You know, political space is being shrunk. You know, democratic institutions are not being allowed to function. So in that context, we believe that the government of India should take some initiative on the ground.
He's also on the belief that Kashmir cannot be viewed in isolation, especially after 2014, when a new dimension, namely the probable withdrawal of US-led forces from Afghanistan, will be added to the issue. On the one hand, New Delhi shows willingness to resolve the issue, and on the other hand, it has always maintained that Kashmir is an inseparable part of its territory, an assertion that has posed a big challenge to the peace process.
Analysts warn if India and Pakistan do not take positive and problem-solving approach to the issue of Kashmir, the deadlock will further frustrate Kashmiri locals and may push them to employ every possible means to once again draw global attention to the decades-long disputes. Shahana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.